The spotlight is on Western Australia's prison transfer system after the escape of two prisoners triggered the cancellation of some transfers and prevented a mother attending her son's funeral. The two prisoners broke out of a van at Geraldton Airport last week. According to WA's Corrective Services Minister, someone made a dumb mistake. Caitlin Gribben reports.
Last Friday, two men kicked their way out of a Serco prison van at the Geraldton Airport. They were recaptured on Sunday morning. Their escape triggered the Department of Corrective Services to cancel all non-essential transfers. That decision is causing anger.
I think it's very disgraceful and inhumane and denying a person his basic human rights.
Joyce Capel is an Aboriginal leader in Geraldton. She says prisoner Jodie Brown had been granted permission to attend her 13-year-old son's funeral in Geraldton, but that was withdrawn after the prisoners escaped.
That's not forgivable in any way at all. I can't think of any good reason that would explain why she could not attend the funeral of her son. I think that they should offer an apology and get their act together and look out doing what's right and operating in the culturally appropriate operations for prisoners. In Aboriginal culture, it is very important for people to attend funerals and to pay respect to the loved one. And if you don't attend it, in some communities, Aboriginal people can face tribal punishment.
In a statement, the Department of Corrective Services says the Commissioner has written to Jodie Brown and offered his sincere condolences. The statement says Ms. Brown had previously been allowed two hospital visits to see her son. The Commissioner won't specify what failures led to the two men's escape, saying it could put security at risk, but he says an investigation has found mechanical and procedural issues were to blame. The Corrective Services Minister is Joe Francis.
Clearly, the person who made the judgment on this one, the judgment call on this one, made the wrong call. And I've said that. It was, as I've said before, a dumb call. It doesn't meet our expectations as either the Commissioner, the Minister. It doesn't meet the public's expectations. I would suggest that in this circumstances, in this issue, regardless of who was paying their paycheck, the individuals involved would have made the same mistake. So ultimately, Serco, through the terms of the contract, may, depending on how it washes out, face the penalty, but having said that, it was human error.
It's understood a senior executive of Serco will fly to Perth next week to meet with Mr. Francis to discuss concerns about the transportation of prisoners. They will also discuss accusations that Serco has sought exorbitant fees to transport prisoners short distances in regional WA. Mr. Francis insists the escape was a random incident in a usually strong transfer system.
35,000 prisoner movements a year. This is a massive logistical operation. You've got to keep that in mind. We can't possibly be aware of and sanction every single one of them. That is why there's a huge department entrusted with people to make those calls and to carry out those operations on a day-to-day basis. There are literally thousands of policies and procedures and operating procedures within the Department of Corrective Services. And a lot of the time, people have to make judgment calls because they don't fall within the guidelines. Sometimes they make the wrong call. This time they made the wrong call.
Western Australia's Corrective Services Minister Joe Francis ending Caitlin Gribben's report.